This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden said the United States would come to Taiwan's defense and had a commitment to defend the island China claims as its own territory. Biden said people should not worry about Washington's military strength because China, Russia, and the rest of the world knows we're the most powerful military in the history of the world. The military tensions between Taiwan and China are at their worst in more than 40 years, according to Taiwan's defense minister, who also said that China will be capable of mounting a full-scale invasion by 2025. China claims Taiwan as its own territory, which should be taken by force if necessary. Taiwan says it is independent and will defend its freedoms and democracy. A U.S. government advisory panel has endorsed extra doses of all three of the nation's vaccines. Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also said Thursday that people could choose a different company's brand for that next shot. Certain people who received Pfizer's vaccination months ago are already eligible for a booster. The advisor said certain Moderna and Johnson & Johnson recipients should qualify too. The Food and Drug Administration had already authorized such an expansion of the nation's booster program, but the CDC has the final word on who should roll up their sleeves. The United States on Thursday marked the successful distribution of 200 million COVID-19 vaccines to more than 100 countries, a move the White House says fulfills President Joe Biden's vow to become the world's arsenal of vaccines. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Law enforcement authorities say U.S. actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun that killed a female crew member and wounded the director of a film that's being shot in New Mexico. The incident happened on the set of Rust in the southwestern U.S. state, where Baldwin is playing the lead in the 19th century Western. Helena Hutchins and Joel Souza were shot when a prop firearm was discharged by Baldwin, according to the sheriff at Santa Fe. Hutchins was transported to the hospital by helicopter but died of her wounds, while Souza was taken by ambulance and is receiving treatment. So far, no charges have been filed over the incident, which is being investigated. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to hold Steve Bannon, one of former President Donald Trump's longtime advisors, in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a congressional inquiry into the January 6 rioting at the U.S. Capitol. A handful of Republican lawmakers joined Democrats in voting against Bannon. Citation will now be sent to the federal prosecutor in Washington for presentation to a grand jury for possible indictment of Bannon. More than 600 people have been charged with an array of offenses in connection with the January 6th insurrection. The chaos left 5 people dead. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles has resigned. Charles made the announcement hours after a video surfaced on Haitian social media of Wilson Joseph, the leader of the 400 Mawozo gang, threatening Prime Minister Ariel Henry and the police chief. Joseph also threatened to kill the 17 missionaries he kidnapped on Saturday if his demands are not met. 400 Mawozo, one of Haiti's most violent gangs, kidnapped 17 missionaries, 16 Americans and a Canadian, including children, while they were visiting an orphanage. The gang is demanding a $1 million ransom for each person. Meantime, Haitian media reported that France Elby, the Inspector General of the National Police, will replace Charles as chief. And after a day of high-ranking talks in Colombia, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announcing Friday a regional partnership to address the deforestation and the Amazon rainforest. He said the U.S. will give much-needed financial assistance to help manage protected areas and indigenous territories. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.